New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
That it was just 2 weeks ago that the U.S. Capitol was stormed by extreme groups, essentially militia members from a lot of different organizations. The FBI is continuing to round them up. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, to talk a little bit more about how this investigation is going. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, it's going fairly well, fairly easily. And part of that is that so many of the people who were there protesting in Washington and eventually storming the Capitol were also anti-mask advocates. They didn't want them to wear masks in order to prevent the spread of coronavirus, and so their faces are fairly easily recognizable in some of the video that they themselves shot and then streamed onto the Internet. So the FBI is going through all of that. Forensic experts there are combing through videos. They're looking at transcripts. They're also looking at social media platforms for signs of a deeper conspiracy that might have started long before that Wednesday. That could add on to some of the charges that the people now in custody for simply trespassing or being in a restricted area that they're looking at now if they were involved in something much deeper, a conspiracy, Paul.
It certainly does appear that there was a definite plan to overtake the Capitol, and not necessarily everybody that did so knew of that plan, but there were organizers that were part of these militia groups that knew exactly what they were there to do, weren't there?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's at least the working theory of the FBI and other investigators, that in some of the video you see very organized groups of 6 or 7 or 10 people marching right through the middle of some of these crowds of people who had gotten into the Capitol and were just looking around taking pictures, didn't really know what to do. But, you know, you've seen the ability of militias there in Michigan to wreak havoc or to attempt to wreak havoc in the kidnapping and murder plot that had been launched or at least planned against the governor. So that's why the FBI is taking this so very seriously. People walking around with zip ties and talking about executing members of Congress will be taken seriously.
Absolutely. These are groups from many different states that all, may, be separate groups, but with a very common ideology.
Right. Yeah. So much of it, at least, an ideology that singles out somebody, singles out a group, either blacks or Jews or gays. Of course, there are people that go the opposite direction. There are black militant organizations that are kept tabs on. The Southern Poverty Law Center keeps track of hate groups across the country, Paul. It found there were 940 organizations like this in 2019, including 27 operating in Michigan.
We've always had some awareness of these militia groups, but it certainly seems like it's beginning to bubble and fester toward the surface. Is the FBI going to be monitoring this very closely, I'm assuming?
Well, they're doing their best to do that. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, you know, Paul, that Parler, this kind of alternative social media platform, was essentially shut down when some of the providers of services, you know, the big name providers of support and infrastructure to Parler, said they weren't going to do that anymore. So Parler kind of went dark. That was bad news for the FBI because they'd been using that to watch what these folks were saying to each other and the planning that was going into things like this. Now they've gone into other, reaches, dark corners of the Internet, and the FBI is trying to follow them there to keep tabs on them, Paul.
Going to be really interesting to see this continue to move forward, this investigation, as these groups. You raised a really good point, Jim. So many of these people weren't wearing masks. Not only were they not wearing masks, but they took a lot of selfies, a lot of pictures of each other. So finding them is not going to be that hard in some cases.
Yeah, there have been almost 100 arrests of people all over the country, people who were easily identified by friends, even some family members who said, hey, that's my Uncle Art. Yeah. There in walking through the Capitol. They get in touch with the FBI, and sure enough, these folks are ending up in jail. I think that they felt they had the cover of law. In fact, you heard some of them saying in videos and news coverage that this is our house. We have a right to be in here. Well, No, it's a restricted area. Technically, I suppose it's everybody, all every American's house, but you don't have a right to just walk in there, and certainly not with zip ties and weapons.
No, that's for sure. We're finding that out, no doubt about it. Jim, appreciate your reporting. As always, we'll be listening today. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.